The question here is, question is, there are two special, distinct mitzvahs of Yom Tov Sukkos, eating in the sukkah and shaking the lulav. Those are two unique mitzvahs for the sukkah, for the holiday of sukkahs. Why is the entire holiday called Sukkos and not the holiday of lulav? What's the difference? The sukkahs is a name of the mitzvah that you perform in this 7 days. So why is that mitzvah chosen as the name for the whole holiday, and not the other mitzvah that we perform on these 7 days, the mitzvah of lulav? That's the question. Anybody has an answer before we go in?
Temporary mitzvahs, sukkahs,
is the whole time.
All of the goodies you have here.
So one we just do for a minute, and one is the whole time. Okay, let's see what the Rebbe says.
Maybe because it says lakach lachem yom rishon takan.
Oh, only for the first day. Okay. Here we go, page 5. There are several mitzvahs associated with the festival of Sukkot, aside from the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah. For example, the mitzvah of the four species, which is lulav, hadas, arava, and esrog. Nevertheless, the festival derives its name from the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah, and nothing else. What's the reason? One of the reasons for this is that the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah is connected with the entire festival. Like Aaron said, it's right. It's the whole Yom Tov. It's anytime you walk in, it's the mitzvah. Not only by daytime when you do the mitzvah. Anytime you walk in the sukkah, you're doing the mitzvah.
Tadir,
yeah, it's like constant. It's the whole time. It reflects an advantage it possesses over the mitzvah of four species. Right? Why? Because it's the entire Yom Tov. It's not just daytime. Right? From the very moment the festival begins, the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah applies. By contrast, even in the Beis HaMikdash, with a scriptural obligation, Torah obligation to taking the four species applied throughout all 7 days of the festival, the mitzvah did not begin until the morning of the first day. Sukkah begins the moment it becomes dark the first night, and lulav begins only the next morning. So therefore, it's a much longer, full encompassing mitzvah of the entire 7 days, unlike lulav, which only is the next morning, and the first morning, not the first night. That's one reason. Next, another reason. Moreover, not only does the mitzvah of dwelling in the sukkah begin at the very first moment of the festival, but more preparations for it are necessary even before the festival. We're compelled to say so because a sukkah requires a minimum of 3 walls or 4 walls according to our custom. Now the sukkah must be constructed for the sake of the mitzvah. In other words, using the material that covers the roof for the schach of an existing structure is not acceptable. You have to actually create it. It's called ta'asev leimen also. You can't have it. It has to be done in advance of Yom Tov. You have to prepare the sukkah. That's the mitzvah. Furthermore, the covering of the sukkah cannot be done on the festival, but must indeed be prepared, instead be prepared before the festival. And indeed, constructing a sukkah is a mitzvah in and of itself. We know that making the mitzvah is already a mitzvah. If you want to see more about this, let's take a dive to the footnote. Footnote number 4 on page 6. Here we go. See Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch, which states that although constructing the sukkah is a mitzvah, or at least the element of a mitzvah, a blessing is not recited over it because constructing the sukkah is not the consummation of the mitzvah, for the fundamental element of the mitzvah is dwelling in it. So we don't make a mitzvah, but there is a mitzvah to prepare the sukkah. Back inside, by contrast, the entire fulfillment of the mitzvah of the four species, including its preparations, can be carried out on the festival. But the lulav and esrog, you could prepare on the Yom Tov itself. In custom, we do it the day before. But there's nothing wrong. You could put it together. If everything's ready before, you could put it together on the Yom Tov. So, number one is, sukkah begins from the moment the holiday begins. Lulav only begins the next day. And number two, you must build a sukkah. And you can't build a Yom Tov. You gotta build before. So that means it's like already before the sukkahs, the Yom Tov sukkahs, the sukkah is already being prepared, and that's a mitzvah in and of itself. That's why that's the name of the mitzvah, and not the mitzvah of lulav. So therefore the holiday is called sukkahs, and not the holiday of esrog, or lulav, or dal minim.